I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Salt, it always amazes me that in this day and age, when we are told to report things that we see at work, and if it happens over and over again, go to HR.
Yeah.
And yet, this happened on America's Got Talent with two people.
This is a crazy story where now Gabrielle Union and
Julianne Hough.
Julianne Hough both let go from there, have called them out and saying, we were just reporting workplace incidents and now you fired us?
Yeah, and some of the workplace incidents they were talking about was a toxic working environment. Gabrielle Union allegedly told that her hairstyles were too black.
Wow.
They spoke about problematic racism and sexism. So now NBC and the production companies have agreed to hear her concerns about the workplace that they both expressed on Twitter.
Are they going to be rehired, or what is the situation
there? I don't know. Do they want to be rehired? Ryan Jones said that he had heard that, Simon Cowell smokes inside the building.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing that for years on every show.
And even though the fire marshal has come and said, listen, this is against the law. You can't do it. He doesn't care. They don't have doors between dressing rooms, apparently.
Gross.
So it's not as if she could even get away from it. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And producers would say, hey, could you not? And he says, yeah, sure. And then just ignores and keeps smoking. Because what are they going to do? It's his show. Are they going to fire him?
Yeah, obviously not.
Apparently, if you burn down the building, maybe.
Maybe.
So I was going to say, go ahead.
It's crazy with Pete Davidson. I mean, this guy, I don't know if he wants to have any fans show up to his comedy shows. I don't think he understands how this works. It's been reported that Pete Davidson has handed out, not at just one, but at multiple shows, one in Sydney, Australia, one at his recent show in Chicago, Illinois, a $1 million NDA, a non-disclosure agreement that he wants all of his audience members to sign so they won't comment on, they won't tweet out, they won't say any of his jokes that he's working on, any of the material he's working on.
Well, have you ever had to sign anything like this before? I have. I went to a hypnosis thing where they made the 80 people in attendance sign one of these NDAs.
Yeah.
And you have to have a lawyer walk you through the whole thing. It takes about an hour. So I'm wondering, do people sit through the explanation?
Well, no, this is ridiculous. And then people started tweeting it out about this, the NDA, which blows up the whole NDA in general because people are talking about it.
Oh, my God. So Caitlyn Jenner might be in trouble for some of the comments she made about Khloe Kardashian and Kylie Jenner, because you know she's on that show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So here she is making some comments about the girls. She said that Khloe just never ever opened back up to her.
It's been 5 or 6 years since they've talked, and that's kind of one of those things that just people don't say anything about in Hollywood. But
Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.